Yeah, on the game, I thought it was a really gutsy performance by our team, coming into a very tough place to win on the road. Was it perfect? No, but, I think anytime you can get a W in this league, it's a tribute to those guys in that locker room, and I'm talking about coaches and players. So proud of the way our guys played. It wasn't always perfect, seldom is, but we're just happy to get out of here with a win. Any questions?
After losing the lead like you did, what did you say about the team if they were able to withstand it?
Well, I mean, again, I thought it was very gutsy. I think, momentum we had early, I think the big takeaway, that Adrian scored on kind of took the wind out of the stadium. Obviously, they made some plays that brought the wind back in, to get the game tied into overtime. And our guys weathered that storm, which I think says a lot about them.
John, what were your impressions of the defense today, particularly in terms of the takeaways, which we've talked about so much that come away with?
Well, it's something we talked about. Again, we went through, all the inadequacies from a year ago, even a little bit to this point early in this season. But I think a lot of it helps to play with a lead. We've only done that twice this season, and we won both games. I hadn't done it since Pittsburgh. So I think that helps your defense some. And I think, these guys have different personalities every season. I think those guys are growing closer together. We've had some guys, miss some time, but, again, the preparation this week was outstanding, and I thought their resilience was outstanding today.
John, you ran 50 times, mm-hmm. 16 times. Is that a function of where Mitch is right now, of what the Ravens do well?
Not at all. Well, a little bit about what the Ravens do. They're very opportunistic. They do a lot of things. I came here in 12 last time I was here with Peyton Manning at quarterback, and we ran up 44 times, threw it 21. So it's got nothing to do with our quarterback. It's whatever it takes to win. And this week we needed to run the ball, and we did.
So the throw he made on third down, mm-hmm. what did that show you about him?
Well, I mean, like I said, it has nothing to do with who the quarterback is. It has to do with who you are and who the team is you're playing and doing whatever it takes to win. And our guys did that today.
You mentioned Amos' play. Mm-hmm. And he was obviously promoted earlier this year. What have you seen from him as he went through that process and now has gotten back up into playing again?
I don't really look at the motions and where you are. At that time, there was a guy playing better than him. This time, he's playing the best of the group. That's why he's out there. But he's a good football player. He's played a lot of football here, and, he had a good day today.
How much pressure are you most about Jordan Howard, especially the way he ran and then the run in overtime?
Well, I think our whole run element. Our guys knew what kind of game this was going to be. I think the whole group, I'm not slighting Jordan by any stretch. He's been that guy, all year. People ask me, well, Jordan Howard not getting this. Well, he's the 10th leading rusher before today in the National Football League. So it's not like he's not getting his touches. He's a very good player, and he helps us, and he helped us win today.
What were you able to see on the two kick returns from that?
Yeah, I mean, the one, again, I thought he was touched. Obviously, they didn't, so it really doesn't matter what I think. Obviously, it was a big play for them. One that I'm sure we'll have some things to coach off of. The last one, we had a couple nicks throughout the game. We had some guys in there that hadn't done it a lot, no offense, but they executed better than we did on those two plays.
So to be clear, they said that Josh did not hit the kickoff returner's leg, or did they say he hit it, but that didn't contribute to him going to ground?
To be honest with you, I'm sure it went to New York. I don't know all the mechanics. You can hear up there better than I can hear on the sideline. I just knew they didn't change the call.
Along those lines, how much did you miss Sherrick?
Well, I mean, he's our special teams captain. I think, I get asked all the time about injuries or whatnot, whether in games or between games. I thought, our guys that stepped in for him, played well enough for us to win. But obviously, when you lose a guy like him that's he's in talks about the Pro Bowl in his position, it hurts.
You talked about momentum. Mm-hmm. They're at the end of regulation. How do you get it turned around? Is there any feeling on the sideline?
It's all about, the heart of those players. We're all in it together. I mean, you talk about it, talk about what we got to do. And, I think it was evident we hung in there.
Tariq Cohen's pass?
Yeah, I mean, that was a dime. I mean, we've had that. Well, that's a play we've had, and it kind of presented itself today, and I thought it was executed. It was a good throw and a good catch.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right, thank you, gang.